You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
In Nairobi, Kenya, we are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this. Normally, we would say it's a gorgeous, gorgeous day here in Shangri-La, La-La Land, but, you know, the song says it never rains in California. Well, they had that one wrong today, Matt.
Yeah, I never got that, but you know where you are, Mark. We are in here as, whenever we are in here, it's always beautiful, gorgeous, and couldn't be any better, but look at it out there. This is
the monsoon.
This is monsoon season. And folks, when I say monsoon, I don't literally mean a monsoon, but for L.A. People, it's raining hard. It's raining like 80% across Southern California. The clouds, no thunder. No thunder, no lightning.
No, I think that might be coming later. I think that might be coming later.
Yeah, but you know, when you think about it, we don't get thunder and lightning, do we?
Yeah, we do.
But look out the window, Mark. It's always clear and it's beautiful. And it's
ugly.
I mean, you get out of
We need the rain, though. I'll say that much. Yeah, we do need the rain.
Yeah, but it's my backyard is completely drenched. How is it by you? I mean, it's
well, when I left this morning, it wasn't all that bad. Yeah. And remember, it was just light drizzle throughout the night.
Yeah.
Early this morning.
But it rained all day yesterday.
Yeah, but there was light. There was light.
You know, you watch the 11 o'clock news, you watch the 5 o'clock news, it's storm watch.
And it's ridiculous, isn't it?
How is it up there in Montecito where they just got, didn't they just get done cleaning out by the Montecito Inn?
Yeah, last week or 2 weeks ago.
Was it like all cleaned up and ready to go?
Yes.
They're back to it?
I think so. Now it's back to all hands on deck for the... It's terrible.
Yeah,
it's terrible. It's a nightmare.
Tomorrow's supposed to be sunny. So we had a rainy day yesterday, rainy day today. That is, we have that. We don't have that. The last time I remember rain like this, Mark, was a year ago at the. It was January.
January. It was during the inauguration.
During the inauguration. Yeah. And it was like this.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, how do people live in? How do they do it?
Well, you get used to it. You know, Portland, Oregon, it's raining constantly. It's always green and beautiful up there, and it's raining all the time. But you're used to it, just like back east. You know, the snow and the blizzards, you get used to it.
And everybody's driving crazy, too.
I must say, though, today coming in, everybody was at ease.
Cautious.
Yeah, they were.
I didn't see one accident whatsoever, and people were going slow. In fact, there was two cars that were going, like, real slow.
Yep.
Better slow, better safe than sorry.
I was surprised at that, but what I was surprised also was how many people didn't have their headlights on.
Is that right?
You got to have the headlights on.
Yeah, you should. Know, I mean, it's dark out there. And it's, anyhow.
But other than that, we made it here. We made it here safe.
Right,
this beautiful.
Made it here really early, too.
I was going to say in this beautiful day, but it's not beautiful.
You know, other than I think the extra 5 minutes it took me to get out of SCV, there was no traffic.
Yeah.
So I just cruised. So, anyhow, everybody.
Here we go. We're off.
Be safe.
We're in the studio. Everybody be safe out there, kids.
Be safe out there.
Yeah.
And here we go. Let's start the show.
Start the show.
With some happy birthdays, Mark.
Oh, good. I hope there's some good ones.
I kept out all the crazy ones. I know I always put some real like YouTubers and Instagrammers and what have you. Anyhow, Reese Witherspoon, she's celebrating how many candles?
Oh, Reese Witherspoon. I'd say she's 44.
I knew you'd get it within two. She's 42.
Ah, okay.
Merrick Hanna.
And she looks great for 42.
She sure does. Merrick, they're just getting, by the way, they're getting ready to start filming Big Little Liars again.
That should be interesting.
With, you know who their new guest is?
Yeah, it's a famous person. Yeah, right. She's like the mother of the guy that
she
got killed.
She doesn't do TV, does she?
You offer them enough.
Well, it's HBO. It's still TV.
Of Skarsgård. So she's the mother of Skarsgård.
Yeah. Oh, who got killed.
Yeah.
Boy, did he get killed.
Yeah.
Merrick Hanna. Does that name sound familiar?
Merrick Hanna?
Yeah, Merrick Hanna.
No.
He's a 13-year-old boy that was the dancer on America's Got Talent that did that crazy kind of dancing. He was white, did a lot of like moonwalking and stuff.
Oh.
Anyhow, he's 13.
Which, by the way, they're filming the new season right now.
Fantastic.
At Pasadena City. Pasadena.
Just started?
Pasadena.
Civic,
yeah.
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 So when did that start?
A couple weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, it comes back just before Memorial Day,
yeah.
So that's just 2 months away. So they got to get through all the trials before the show starts and starts filming.
Same, I would assume the same cast, the same judges.
Yeah, I think so.
Who are they again? That's
Howie Mandel,
Mel B.
Mel B.
and
Simon.
No,
well, Simon, and then the Project Runway girl.
Oh yeah.
Oh gosh, I can't remember her name.
Neither
I introduced you to her at the Emmys a couple years ago.
Isn't that crazy? Can't remember her name. But,
yeah, but she was married to Seal. You can remember that, but I can't remember her name. Anyhow,
wow.
Heidi Klum. That's it.
Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I gotta say though, I don't like the four judges. I like a three-judge panel because if you
when it's three, see when it's three, two could win.
Yeah,
it's easy.
Two override. Yeah.
Anyhow, J.J. Watt. He's 28 today. A football player for the
Dolphins. Oh, Houston. Okay.
Houston. Yeah. Bill Shatner, Mark, your buddy, my buddy.
Oh, he's got to be 89.
89?
Yeah.
No.
88?
No.
Okay, 90?
No. 86.
Huh.
86 today. That's almost 90, Mark.
Yeah, but I thought he was 88, so.
And speaking of that, Mark, excuse me, doesn't he have his charity event coming up?
Well, it's always right around the Kentucky Derby, but last year they moved it back 3 or 4 weeks, so I think it's like the 1st of June.
Should we reach out?
I thought about that. You know, I always like that event. Yeah. You know, we did the gifting for them. It's the
anything. Last year, Mark, did we at least reach out to see about being
no.
guests?
No, we didn't because they don't work it that way over there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so he's 86 today.
Well, he's again, I thought he was 88 or 89.
Rick Harrison.
Rick Harrison?
Pawn Stars.
Oh, yeah.
The
main guy?
The
yeah.
main guy.
He's got to be 50.
52 today.
Okay.
And he looks like Eric Rice.
Yeah.
Keegan Michael
Kay. Okay. Oh, he's the partner of what's-his-face.
Guy.
Yeah.
He's how old is he? He's 40,
I'd say he's 47.
46 today. Okay. Andrew Lloyd Webber is celebrating.
Okay. I'd say he's 74.
69.
Wow.
69. Matthew Modine.
Wow, Matthew Bodine, yeah, well, he was in Stranger Things.
But other than that, he hasn't been anything.
50, that's it.
He was in Win, right?
Yeah, great. Yeah. Strange that you brought that up.
58.
58?
Yeah. Huh. Because, you know, he's been in a lot of things, but when I hear Matthew Modine, I think Stranger Things recently,
yeah.
Wind,
right.
for whatever reason, and Pacific Heights.
Right, that's
but
it.
Other than that,
I can't think of anything else.
He's been in a lot of things, you know.
Yeah.
And Dexter Fowler, baseball player, I think he used to be with the Chicago Cubs, and then he was traded. He's 31.
Wow.
So that's it for all the big birthday shout-outs today. And again, I left out all the YouTubers, Instagrammers.
Okay.
And there was some one-year-old on here this year, Mark.
A one-year-old?
Yeah, a one-year-old.
Gosh. First thing I would do is, as I usually do, I think when we do our shows now, because we're such big horse fans and enthusiasts, equestrian fans, and fans of Santa Anita.
Yeah,
you know, we go to Santa Anita. There,
well, let's just start by saying, Mark, that they're canceled today. No racing.
No racing at Santa Anita today because of the downpour.
If you're getting out there and you didn't get your email or text, racing has been canceled.
But a big thank you to them. Our friends at Santa Anita always reach out and extend an invitation for us to attend all the big events in the Chandelier Room, which is it's a great place to have a party. It's a great place to watch the races. www.santaanita.com. We were there 2 weeks ago for the...
what was that?
Oh, it was the Big Cap. And the San Felipe Stakes, which was the questionable race because the one horse, McKenzie, bumped into another horse. It looked fine to me, you know. But anyhow, there was a Stewart's Inquiry that lasted for 15.
Even though I still won, I won less, though.
Yeah. Stewart's Inquiry lasted about 15 minutes, but a great day of racing. It was a wine sampling that day in the Chandelier Room, wine tasting, which was fantastic. The wines were they were from the French region, I think. They were a lot of French and Italian wines and Spanish wines. I'm not sure if there were any California wines there, but the food they had was fantastic. I think it was Mediterranean style was last time, right?
Yeah.
Which, again, was
always
fantastic.
Good. Always good.
Food's always good.
I got there a little late, but it was still there.
You know,
You had a plate waiting for me.
Yeah, I did. But and the desserts were great. The wine sampling was great. The racing was great. Again, the Santa Anita Park is the best, and they've got a ton of events coming up. They've got the Santa Anita Derby coming up in 4 weeks or 5 weeks, and then the Triple Crown starts in 6 weeks.
Four weeks or 5 weeks still for the Santa Anita Derby?
Santa Anita Derby.
Like 2 or 3 weeks away.
No. It's April... I don't know. I've got to check the exact date. But go to santaanita.com. A lot of events going on for the whole season. Triple Crown is coming up, so it's a great place to go and see a race, whether you're in the Chandelier Room, in the grandstands, in the infield, wherever you go. It's the great race place. So thanks again, our friends at Santa Anita.
Big thanks. Fantastic. Yeah. Did you mention the speakeasy?
It's a great place. Just a fantastic place. So visit it.
Yeah. Hey, Santa Clarita Diet's coming back, Mark. Were you a big fan of that show, or
no,
were you a fan at all?
Didn't watch it once.
Didn't watch it once?
Oh, not once.
Loved it.
I think the whole plot just sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. And our buddy, Timothy Oliphant, is in it.
Yeah. I like him.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
And I like Drew Barrymore.
I live in Santa Clarita, and when we met Timothy Oliphant, I told him, I says, hey, we live out there.
The story just seems, you know, there's so much good stuff on. The story about it just doesn't...
But it's funny, though. It's serious, but it's funny. And that's
I saw a clip last night, because they were showing how it's coming back next week or whatever, so I watched the clip.
Where'd you see the clip?
On E.T. or Extra or somebody.
Yeah.
But I'm watching the clip and I'm thinking, I don't like the
format that the Netflix content. Is having their party tonight or the premiere party.
Oh, for this for the
yeah
oh
yeah it blows me away. Mark Whitney, my daughter yeah. loves it.
She loves it.
She loves it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There's not that many gory scenes. They're limited, but it's very entertaining.
Uh-huh.
It's very entertaining. So hey, we haven't talked about the Oscars. I mean, since we've been on here last,
right, which was a couple weeks ago.
We had our gifting suite the Friday beforehand,
March 2nd,
and we had a bunch of Oscar nominees, and we had a guest who actually attended.
J. Miles.
From Shape of Water, right?
But producer
J. David Miles?
J. David Mills.
Mills, okay.
Producer, yeah. Oscar-winning producer of The Shape of Water.
Too bad he didn't bring Guillermo. That would have been great.
Somehow, Guillermo doesn't get to me. Give me the impression of somebody that would go to a gifting
suite.
But
they're both producers, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But a great gifting suite. We had 20 Oscar nominees that came that day. Plus, we also had... Mark
Mangiani,
a Oscar winner from Star Wars a couple years ago, was nominated again this year for Blade Runner, I believe. Because I asked him if he'd met Ridley, or what were his thoughts on Ridley Scott, and he said he didn't even meet Ridley Scott. But anyhow, he came with the Oscar, his actual Oscar from a few years ago. He came, brought it, and this thing was a smash. Oh, everybody fantastic. Loved it.
Yeah, it was like George Clooney walked up. Everybody just grabbed.
He was a superstar.
Yeah.
Superstar,
yeah.
Right?
Which is fantastic, and if you've never held one before, wow, what an impact!
Great,
heavy, shiny,
beautiful.
The award of all awards.
It's been like 10 pounds,
and everybody. I mean, we've hosted an Emmy event before where we've had an Emmy brought. Thank you,
yep.
Vincent DePaul, but which was great.
Yeah,
but there's not the. You know, the buzz.
Right.
I mean, that's just the elite of the elite. So we took a ton of pictures.
Yeah.
So
go to our website follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/WowCreations. Send a friend request, and you can follow us all day, all night, whenever, and see what shenanigans the Harris brothers are up to.
Shenanigans, I like that. But speaking of back to the Oscars again, how about Shape of Water, winning this picture?
You know, I liked it a lot. And but I liked Three Billboards.
That was good too.
Outside of Ebbing's.
Yeah.
And I was over at my in-laws the other day for dinner, and my brother-in-law Mark he didn't like The Shape of Water. He said it was too much like Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah. Well, I think that was supposed to be Creature Black Lagoon with the love twist to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Billboard.
But it was a great movie.
So
but Three Billboards, I thought was fantastic.
Did Sam Rockwell, which by the way, Mark Jonas, our buddy, never heard of Three Billboards. Never heard of Shape of Water.
How could that be?
He doesn't even know the last movie he actually went to see.
That's terrible.
He doesn't even Redbox movies.
What about Netflix?
No Netflix either.
Wow.
He's got HBO and Showtime, so that's where he catches it.
Yeah, at least that's a start.
But anyhow, so Sam Rockwell, well deserved.
Yeah, I think so. At first, you know, because I've seen his body work in the past. He's never been anything. He's just been an extra.
Could you
more
name
or less.
A movie he's been in?
No.
The only thing I can name that he was in that movie where he played Chuck Barris, where he was.
Oh, the Gong Show movie, right?
It was about Chuck Barris.
He played Chuck Barris in it?
Yeah. He was supposedly true life. Chuck
wow.
Barris was a CIA agent operative. And
okay.
The other movie he was in with Nicolas Cage called The Matchmen or whatever. They were con men.
Oh, yeah, that was about 10 years ago.
Those are the only two movies I could think of.
See, I couldn't even think of those. I had to Google him to get his list.
Carrie couldn't even think of one movie.
Wow.
And speaking of billboards, Woody Harrelson, he was good, but he was almost hidden away in that. He was nominated, but I'm not even sure if he was worthy of getting nominated.
I thought that too, but after seeing his performance, I thought he was okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell the Oscars nowadays because look at Willem Dafoe in The Florida Project.
Yep.
That was no big deal. But yet his co-stars, the women, the girl, the drug addict mother, the young mother,
and the
she was
girl.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, you see that little kid that was nominated last year, the year before, he was 10, I think, for that one movie with Richard Linklater or whatever.
Room.
Okay. But no big deal. But he was nominated. But this little girl that was in the Florida Project, I tell you, you never know with the Academy. You just don't.
I agree. I mean, because when you're that young, she couldn't have been more than 8.
Right.
Even if she was 9.
I think Tatum O'Neill won when she was like 8 or
10.
9 or 10 or
10
whatever.
11, yeah.
Or even, oh, heck.
Boy, what's up with her? What's up with Ryan O'Neill? Didn't he have cancer a couple years
who's
ago?
Who's that?
Ryan O'Neill?
Yeah, I think he did.
And weren't they in a reality show about 5 years ago?
Yeah, they were.
Ago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
A couple years ago, about 5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, and I read something about Tatum O'Neal just the other day, last week. Up until about a year or two ago, her Oscar was still at Ryan O'Neal's pad in Malibu. He wanted to hold on to it for her.
Wow.
She had to sneak into his pad when he was gone to take it.
Wow.
To take it home, yeah.
That's crazy.
But it was a great show. 4 hours is way too long, though.
Yeah.
You know? It was a well-done show. It was moved along. But I loved how they had Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway come back again.
Yeah.
But
boy, she looked like a different person.
I mean, from last year?
No, she just looked tweaked out. I mean, just
I didn't think so.
Yeah, wow, she looked like a man.
Wow. Anyhow, good show, good suite. We had great brands. As a matter of fact, we're going to discuss a few of the brands here in a minute, but Oscars are always the best time here in Hollywood. You know, I watch, if we're not invited to a party, I've got all the coverage going on throughout the day, the pre-shows and everything, and just
speaking of getting to talking about some of the brands that participate,
oh?
I want to talk about one mark that I'm pretty sure we mentioned last time they participated in the gift bags for the Oscars, and it is Jenny and Vera cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Jenny and Vera cookies. The key to delectable cookie is the purity of its ingredients. The key to overall cookie, wow, just like us, the wow experience. Receiving Jenny and Vera cookies, taking and savoring each simply delicious bite. This is what they say, Mark. We're sure that you'll be completely satisfied by the focus and commitment that have helped Jenny and Vera take their mom and daughter cookie bake-offs from years past to a whole new level. I like that it's the mom.
So it's a mom and daughter team?
Just like we've had a pickle company in the past, Mark, that's been the mother and her two sons.
Right.
So I like it. But Jenny and Vera's cookies, Mark, they're wrapped personally by Jenny and Vera. It's so simply in elegant white boxes, tied beautifully with a black and white ribbon. Each package always includes a special handwritten note from Jenny and Vera. So if you get a chance, please go to Jenny, that's J-E-N-N-I-E, and Vera, V-E-R-A, cookies.com. Check them out. Fantastic cookies. Thank you so much for being involved.
I got to say, Matt, after sampling it at the suite, I grabbed a couple boxes for myself because they were so good.
Usually you and I only take one of any product we have, but for this, they taste all healthy, too.
Yeah.
But I know we each grab.
I indulged, put it that way. I had to indulge.
You know, they're free of preservatives and artificial flavors, and organic ingredients is what they use. So I hope nobody saw me take about four of them.
Wow.
You know, and I know you took at least four.
So anyhow, no, I didn't take four. I took two.
Okay. Anyhow, big shout out again, Mark, to Jenny and Vera's cookies. Thanks for being involved. And they're going to be participating, Mark, in our upcoming Tommy Chong event as well.
Fantastic, which takes place Memorial Day weekend. This is in Las Vegas at the Orleans Hotel, and it's the 80th birthday
of Tommy Chong
in Celebrity Roast.
And weren't they going to turn that into also some kind of award
it's
show?
Yeah, right. It's like a weekend of events taking place. It's kind of like Coachella Festival. It's like a Tommy Chong Festival. Yeah.
The roast, the gifting suite, the party, and some
comedy show or music festival or something
that. We just merged right in from the Oscars to Tommy, and then in between they were doing two other things we'll get to a little later. But again, thanks a lot for being involved.
Yeah. You know, do you subscribe to Cigar Aficionado?
I do not. I'm not like you. You have to get every episode. I mean, I used to. I put it this way, Mark. I get it for 6 months. I don't get it for a year.
Yeah.
I get it for a year. I don't. But you get every episode.
But no, you mean issue. I missed a couple, though. Before my renewed my subscription, there were a couple that I didn't get. But you got them. So I need to get those from you.
Sure, I've given you several.
No, I've never gotten anything from you.
You tell me what you want.
Yeah. The last two, I guess. The last.
I don't need them.
Well, when did I say? Well, anyhow, over the years, you and I have been in the Cigar Aficionado magazine.
Fantastic.
In the Moments to Remember section, I guess is what they called it, the Moments to Remember section.
Yep.
And so I just got an email from them a couple days ago or a week ago that you and I will be returning for the third time, like unprecedented third time, Cigar Aficionado and their Moments to Remember.
Mark, I wonder if there's anybody else, like you've been in the Carson Show for 30 times.
Yeah.
I wonder if we're it.
Moments to Remember. And so you and I met Lord Randolph Churchill, the great grandson of Sir Winston Churchill, at the Queen Mary as they were celebrating the 75th anniversary of the sailing of the Queen Mary, which was a fabulous, fabulous event. It was a 3-day event. We went for the press day, then we went for the grand party, and then we went for the after party and so forth. So we met
3 days in a row.
Lord Randolph Churchill. Hell of a guy. This guy was as nice as can be. We had scotch, cigars, and so we took these pictures of us. We were out there in our tuxedos on the the deck of the Queen Mary with our Macallan 15-year-old scotch with cigars that they had provided.
It was cold.
Took a picture of this thing. It was a fantastic picture. So we submitted it over to our friends over there at Cigar Aficionado. Got an email from them last week. We're returning back in the April issue. Magazine's on sale April 3rd. So if you guys want to, first off, it's a great magazine, okay? And if you want to enjoy some great reading and a great picture of moments to remember, pick up Cigar Aficionado April 3rd.
Mark, do you want to share with our listeners what the two other issues we were in?
Yeah, the first one we were in.
10 years ago.
We were in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Paradise Island at the Atlantis.
Yeah.
Geez, we were smoking there at the...
That was about 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Right, and it was 10 years ago, because right after we came back from Vietnam, which was 2008.
And then 2 years ago, I think it was...
Del Mar.
Actually, was that last year?
Might have been last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is good.
Yeah, this is great. So, but it was 9 years in between.
And we were at opening day for Del Mar. Great picture of us smoking the smokes and in front of the Del Mar sign. And now this one. Well, the Del Mar was great. Well, actually, they've all been unique in their own way.
I don't remember the Bahamas one. Which picture was that?
Oh,
we
were both just sitting in the leather Hemingway chairs, just sitting with the smokes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Inside the hotel?
Yeah.
Inside the casino?
Yeah. Okay. I've got the a 5x7 picture.
Oh, I got to see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish I...
the way, you mentioned you had smokes for the trip you brought last.
Yeah.
What kind of smokes were those?
Our usual, the ones that we like a lot.
Oh, where did you get those at?
Smoke shop out by me.
Oh, I didn't know you had it by you. Because I always have to pick it up by me.
No, the last couple... Well, it's been a while because...
Jay's, I think, is what it is, isn't it? Jay's or something like
but,
that?
But, you know, it's odd to have to pay for a cigar again, Mark, because we had our club for so long.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was getting these cigars, I'm thinking, damn. You know, when you're used to getting something complimentary at no cost, and then all of a sudden you have to pay.
That's how I feel about Monster or Rockstar energy drinks. If I ever need one, I'm out and about.
Yeah.
I hate having to pay for it because we always have an endless supply of them.
But that being said, a big shout out to Cigar Aficionado again for including us once again. I do have cigars, so if you want to try to smoke one today, sometime in between.
I want to do a big shout out, Matt, to a new brand that is coming on board for our upcoming MTV movie and TV award gifting suite in Hollywood in June. Brand new company that we're dealing with, that we're working with, so it's a new client. Pepperface.com. That's PepperFace.com. And it's a pepper spray. Now, you know, pepper sprays have been around for a few years, I guess, for, you know, protection. You know, you want to protect yourself from the crazies that are out there, right?
A lot of them.
Stay safe in style. Because this is a classy looking pepper spray. It's not the kind that they used to have in the you know, if you're watching the episode of Rockford Files and some woman's getting attacked by some heathen.
Whitney has one on her keychain.
See, the pepper spray is proven, dependable, self-defense tool. Yet the majority of women don't carry one.
Yeah.
So Pepper Face wanted to find out why. So they surveyed thousands of women asking why women don't carry pepper spray. And the clear top five reasons were it's too big, too bulky, too ugly, don't know how to use it, scared they're going to spray themselves.
Wow.
All great idea. I mean, all great reasons why not to have it, right?
Yeah.
But Pepperface, trademarked, is a designed pepper spray that addresses the challenges that a majority of pepper sprays have today. They're simply too big and bulky to carry in your own, you know, which I guess it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to carry something that's big and bulky.
Like I said, Whitney's is on her keychain.
Yeah. You know, again, go to pepperface.com, and you can follow them at Twitter at Pepperface, Facebook at The Pepperface.
I like the name, too.
Yeah, and Instagram at The Pepperface. So, I mean, social media is a great way to follow these people.
Yeah.
Say that 10 times real fast, right?
Pepperface?
Pepperface is the perfect tool for doing just that. It makes a woman feel more in control. I love my Pepperface and think every woman should have one. Carmen Electra. We met Carmen Electra, didn't we? At one of her at the Royce Hall when we did that thing. No,
I don't think we did.
I love Pepperface. I think every woman should have one. Jamie Presley. So I love these great celebrity quotes. They were at the Oscars, which is a great place to get some massive exposure. Pepperface, Matt, you might like this. They're a Chicago-based company.
Get out. We got family in Chicago. We love Chicago.
Yeah, we're going to be there for a wedding later on this year, so maybe we hook up with them and you know, say hello and see how things are going.
Yeah, and same with Jim Bacall.
Yeah, Pepperface.com. PepperFace.com. That's PepperFace.com. Follow them on Twitter. Follow them on Facebook. Follow them on Instagram. Go to their website. See what they got coming up, and order yourself some of this stuff. It's a great price. It's not.
You need to get something for Stacey.
It's not out of control. Yeah, because she has one. They're sleek. I think she does. Their sleek standard spray line comes in 9 stylish colors, and have 14 pre-designed crystallized sprays that are decorated with Swarovski's crystals.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Sounds pretty cool,
yeah.
Mark.
So go visit them, Pepperface, and we'll be seeing them here in Hollywood in June.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, you been watching that new show on TNT, The Alienist?
Love it.
Isn't it fantastic?
It is a and it's the season finale, I guess, next week.
Yeah.
Boy, what a well-made TV show, you know?
Is that a true story?
Well, no, that's not a true story. Okay. Alienists are true, but particular story is just all...
Boy, very authentic.
That's what I like about this show.
Very authentic. I'm very curious how it's going to end, but last week was... they're all good episodes, but last week was a
creepy.
Specifically good one.
It was creepy. He was slicing up that guy at the end.
That sound.
Yeah.
With the sound effects?
Yes.
What do they use for that?
Yeah, these sound technicians, they have all
that. They're professionals,
stuff.
Mark.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
I think you get nominated for that, right?
Yeah,
Oscar?
Sound mixing,
but anyhow,
sound
that's
graphing.
That's a fantastic show. What do you think about the new season of Walking Dead?
Again, it's okay.
It's a war.
It's a war against the survivors. But I got to say, now, after being deep into this thing for 9 years or whatever, you've got billions of people on the earth, no matter how this disease is, the dead can't overtake the living. There's going to be living that can take out the dead. That's all there is to it. Fire, flamethrowers, you know, you shoot them through the head. There's militia, there's National Guard, there's the Army, there's the police force, there's people. The people of the world can't be eliminated and the dead are roaming. To a certain degree, yes, but you're going to wipe them out. You're going to wipe them out. But now the Fear of the Walking Dead is coming on in a couple of weeks, and the I don't know what that black guy is.
He's
in the new one.
How's that?
He's English, too. Did you know that?
No, but they all seem to be.
Yeah, I saw him on KTLA 2 weeks ago, and he's English.
I mean, the guy that's playing...
Rick Grimes.
And also, but anyhow, it seems like we're surrounded by Brit actors.
Yeah.
And isn't the black woman that was also in Black Panther, isn't she English as well?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
But you're right. The show is just...
And the guy playing Ted Kennedy in Chappaquiddick.
He's the guy from In the Mud.
Mudbound and Westchester.
Winchester.
Yeah.
Which I think he's a bad choice to play Ted Kennedy, one. And two, Joseph P. Kennedy dies in November of 69. They've got Bruce Dern playing Joseph P. Kennedy in this Chappaquiddick thing, talking like he's okay. He had the stroke, and he was very limited to movement and talking. He's slapping Ted Kennedy in the face over here like if he didn't have a stroke. You got to have
him when he died.
80 or something like that, or about 80 or 79. He looked a lot older than he was when he died. But anyhow, I hate when movies don't get their facts accurate.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like Bruce Dern, and I think he's great for the choice for him, but he was almost a feeble vegetable near the end there. So we'll see how the movie goes. But I don't like the guy, the Mudbound, playing Ted Kennedy.
That seems like a TNT movie. I mean...
TNT, sure.
When you think about it, when they're making this movie, and it's going to be for theatrical release... I mean, I'm not even going to... I'd like to see it, but I'm not going to pay to see it.
I'll pay to see it.
You'll pay to see it when you sneak in a movie or whatever, but they come out so quick on Redbox, you know.
Looks interesting. I don't think the Mudbound guy is going to be good for him, and I don't think...
I saw Wonder Wheel last night.
Looked good.
Jim Belushi was great. When was the last time he was in anything?
He was in...
remember that show he was in? He was a cop, right, in Vegas? Wasn't he a cop or a detective?
What
was that
called? Many years ago.
What was the last thing he was in?
He was in... The Ghost Rider. I liked that a lot. He was bald in The Ghost Rider.
The Ghost Rider with Pierce Brosnan?
Yes.
Was that like 10 years ago?
No. Maybe 8.
Okay.
That's the last thing I remember him in.
This movie is worth it to see just because, and Justin Timberlake. It's a good
movie. Is it set in the 50s? Or
is
it
50s, right, Coney Island. They don't say what year. They just say 50s Coney Island.
Yeah. I don't like things in the 50s, really.
Yeah, but
I'll watch it because it's Woody Allen.
Very authentic. And
he's mob or she's mob or somebody's mobbing there?
His daughter is.
The
mob is very... And Mark, you know who the mob guys are that are in there? The two guys from...
Sopranos?
Yeah. The
guy with the skunk head?
Yeah. What's his name?
I don't know.
Yeah, him and then the big guy, Bobby, that was always pretty cool. They're both playing the mob guys. Just coming...
Perfect.
Without going into detail, it's Jim Belushi's daughter that they're looking for. And skunk head, I don't think he's got a line. He may have one line.
But he doesn't need to say anything. All he has to do is be there.
But they get out of like a 1955 Cadillac, big, you know, the big round ones.
Yeah.
And but in, they're in it very briefly. But real good. But again, worth it to see just because of him.
You're right.
He's great. He doesn't do enough stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You're right. But, I don't know what I saw him last in.
Yeah. Wonder Wheel.
Wonder Wheel. And that's supposed to be for the Ferris wheel.
Yeah. But which. This is one of those movies that the Wonder Wheel is the Ferris wheel, and it says Wonder Wheel in it, but it's never mentioned, you know, at all. It's just like in the distance. I like a movie like that, where they just have like an abstract name that just used for it. Hey, look, Mark, it's getting darker out there.
Wow.
Since we got here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to do another big shout-out, Matt, to a brand that we had in our Oscar suite, and she's going to be coming up to our MTV suite in June, Prima Bella Luxury Products. And it's PrimaBellaLux.com. Or actually, there's two websites. And PrimaBellaLuxuryProducts.com, which is it's a unique product. It's the world's first luxury product for horses, right? That's something you don't see very often. They've got Russian amber oil shampoo, Russian amber oil conditioner, peppermint oil shampoo, peppermint oil conditioner, polishing spray with neem, and I don't know how to pronounce this, and a mane and tail mask with red algae. Boy, this is some
and it comes in a cool-looking bottle, too.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah, because we had them in our suite, and I think the stuff went like within an hour. The stuff was gone.
Yeah. We tried to have a representative there, but people just love that stuff.
Yeah. And it, I mean, it's
nice
just
setup, and we had a real nice display.
It's an elegant difference. They have endeavored to create this opulent line of products just to pamper you.
I got a bottle in my car, Mark. I forgot to bring in today.
They are the first company to use minerals from distilled 35-million-year-old semi-precious stone, as vitamins are not the only part of Earth we need. Their products are 90% natural. How about that?
Wow.
Mineral and plant extracts are generous. They're custom made by the best. They commissioned Mr. Attarwala to create a healthy blend of pure concentrate for their line. Wow. The Attarwala family has been making attars for 160 years. Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty good stuff.
You said 160
years. Well, not this company, but the that's pretty cool. That's heavy duty stuff. And the owner of the company, Rebecca, her father, Arthur Joseph, was a World War II soldier who traveled the world over. In his spare time, he collected a wide array of information about spices, herbs, and botanicals and their uses. And with this experience, his daughter got this experience from her father.
Rebecca, right?
Yes. And I guess that's what she used to create this brand. In this product, Rebecca feels that through the ages, the horses has carried us to these modern times. So it's true. The horse is the hardest working animal out there, I think, without question, right?
Wow.
So they got a huge story here at Prima Bella Luxury. So go to their website at PrimaBellaLux.com and PrimaBellaLuxuryProducts.com. It's a cool website. You can see all the different things they've got. You can see a complete history of the brand, of the company. They will be with us in June in Hollywood for our MTV Gifting Suite. So, Rebecca, we look forward to meeting with you. We thank you for participating in our Oscars Gifting Suite, and we look forward to being in our MTV Suite.
Oh, that's almost 3 months away.
Right? 2.5 months.
Wow.
Yeah, 2.5 months. So we'll see you there. Thanks again, Rebecca. Appreciate that.
Yeah, great. I wish I would have brought the bottle in. It was raining. I just had to get in. I left the stuff. I
had
a couple of things in my car. You saw Rod Stewart being interviewed on the KTV.
What a great interview. The guy's so cordial and so friendly and easygoing.
Eight kids, I think three different women. But you got to love his shoes, right? Here they are in Esquire, Mark, right here. The monogram.
Which issue of Esquire is that? Because I've got my Esquire.
A couple months ago.
You brought the cover. I mean, I saw you had the
That's not the one I got. Oh. That's with Donald Glover.
Let me see that. Is that the new one? No, the shoes.
But anyhow, what are they called? What are their shoes called? Are they
loafers? Or no, not loafers. These are they're
slippers.
They're slippers. Yeah.
But but you know, you see, there's a Tom Ford, and they're like $5,000,
right,
aren't they?
Or and you could see them over there at Steve Mann's got these.
Oh yeah, at Aldo they get them for $125.
Yeah.
I recently bought a pair of bright blue ones. For Butkus assembly. In fact, that color of the mouse pad you got there, right there, Mark? I got a pair of those. The color of the mouse pad. But yeah, at Aldo they're like $130, and you can get them at
I forget. Oh, I got mine at H&M, I think.
But the Tom Ford ones are.
Yeah.
And there was a place that we went to. Where was that at? And all they sold were these shoes, or was I with Carrie? But all they sold were these. But anyway, so they just call them slippers. And there's no.
I think so. Yeah.
But yeah, Rod Stewart's wearing them, and he was also wearing my jacket with a monogram, like I got.
Yeah.
But yeah, that doesn't sound familiar, Mark. That we were at a store in the last like month or
sort of.
Maybe in. Okay, cool.
Yeah, they had
just
think
tons and tons.
Kind
of
sign. Kind of rings a bell.
But you don't see that very often.
Oh, I know where we were, Matt. That was I think when we were in Palm Beach, wasn't it? Palm Beach at on Worth Avenue.
That was it. Yeah. And there was some old guy in there.
Yes, he was trying out with his wife. Yeah. There. Yeah,
I knew it. I knew it'd come to us. But you don't see him very often.
No, you don't.
You do not see him very often, but
which is a shame.
I got my pair before you got your pair, and I think I've only worn them 3 times.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to wear mine with my tuxedo all the time until I got my tuxedo shoes.
Yeah.
I love them. Plus, they're comfortable. Yeah. Plus, I always get a compliment on them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't see that very often.
Nope.
That's the thing.
Yep.
Very often. So,
yep.
Anyhow, they're slippers that they're black and they're comfortable.
We are, Matt, I want to do a big shout-out because we're partnering with we're re-partnering now with Rally for Kids with Cancer. We used to work with them or partner with them for about 5 years, I guess, years ago.
Yeah.
And it's a great cause based in Toronto, Rally for Kids with Cancer. They have a couple of events every year that raises millions of dollars for sick kids with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And they were here in LA about 6 or 7 years ago, I guess. Yeah. They're coming back again May 18th and May 19th, and they're partnering with SavingSophie.org. So Rally for Kids with Cancer, benefiting SavingSophie.org. Rally for Kids with Cancer, Los Angeles, May 18th and May 19th, 2018. Rally for Kids with Cancer's unique, exhilarating, and memorable event that provides participants with 2 incredible days filled with fun and excitement, described as a high-end scavenger hunt meets the amazing race. This event features
a great idea.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
This event features luxury vehicles and will challenge, inspire, and entertain. SavingSophie.org is a 501c3 nonprofit that will be the recipient of the profits raised during this landmark event. Through your support, SavingSophie.org can continue on a trajectory to bring cannabinoid training programs to support our pediatric human trials that are currently in the planning phases. You want to get involved? Contact SavingSophie.org. Drivers, start your engine. So they're looking for volunteers.
Yep.
They're looking for sponsors.
Yep.
They're looking for celebrities.
Yep.
They're looking for
donations.
Anybody that wants to get involved.
Everybody's affected in some way with cancer, whether you've got it, your family's got it, you know somebody that has it, your neighbor's got it, or you just want to help. It's a huge, huge disease, and people like Joel Hawk and the Rally are helping out and making it
absolutely. Can't say it enough, and I like our partnership that we've had with them for years. We were with them in Toronto for years. We went to Vancouver, Miami, Hollywood, and now they're coming back to Hollywood. So
you know, they were all good. Miami, I love Miami.
Yeah.
I love Toronto.
Well, they were in Chicago too. We didn't go to Chicago.
Yeah, I wonder how that turned out.
Yeah,
you know. But
well, they haven't been back.
So maybe,
yeah,
maybe not a good city to drive around in or whatever.
Yeah, it could
I'm
be.
Sure that has to. But I know you recently posted a video from about 5 years ago when we were in Toronto.
Yes,
and it was rainy.
Yeah,
but
the race continued. The hunt continued.
That fantastic.
Yeah,
can't say enough. Again, great cause. They always raise a ton of money too. I wonder if they have a goal. I wonder what this goal might
be. Just as much money as possible.
Yeah. So check out the site, get involved, and
do your thing.
Do your thing. It's a fun event to be attached to,
yeah,
too. From the draft party to the breakfast to the and then the scavenger hunt, Mark, and everybody who's listening, ends at the WOW
Creations Gifting Suite.
That's, I guess, so you're the first one there, you're the winner, right? Is that how it works?
No. No, because it's not, it's by the points you have to get.
Oh, that's right. Because sometimes you could, there's a certain format that it's not just a race where first done is, that's right. Okay. Anyhow, rallyforkids.com. Hey, Mark, you know what's taking place 6 weeks from Friday or Saturday?
Kentucky Derby, right?
Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I forgot to tell you, we're invited to an event. Yeah, a party. We got a party invitation out there for Friday night.
Where?
What's the name of this thing? I'll get it for you. Hold on.
Oh,
here.
I like that.
Yeah.
What's the date?
The date of the Kentucky Derby.
Oh,
it's the Friday.
It's a Louisville one?
Yeah, it's Louisville.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Louisville.
We can still make that happen, brother.
Well, we need to be invited to the race. It's sweet. Yeah. I mean,
okay,
parties are one thing, but that's a secondary.
Was this through the York Sisters?
No.
Oh.
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay. I'm waiting.
Where's it at?
Billions is coming back. Is that coming back
Sunday? Sunday? That's right. I've got to
get Showtime.
I've got to get Showtime. Oh, it's the Phillies and Stallions.
Oh, that's a good.
The Phillies and Stallions. It's the third annual one, I think. This is the third annual or fifth annual or whatever. It's the Phillies and Stallions. Phillies and Stallions. On Friday the 5th or whatever.
Did you reach out to them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't, but our publicist did. Garfield Ricketts.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, I guess that's a start.
So, in regards to you saying, it looks like it's getting darker as we speak.
No, it looks like it's getting clearer, actually.
Oh, boy. It looks dark over there.
Yeah. But look, definitely.
Or is it the tinted window? I don't know.
No,
but there
it's
horrible.
Rather than five minutes ago, it's lighter.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yikes. Hey, saw Tyler Perry on Jimmy Kimmel the other day. Man, is that one cool cat. Did you hear about that 30,000 square foot or 30...
his campus?
300,000... square, whatever, the new studio he's building in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a whole campus. It's like the Google campus.
Yeah. His studio right now, he rents out to Universal. He rents out to, they do filming for the Walking Dead. It's amazing. You know, Kevin Hart.
He's a media mogul.
Yeah.
He's a true media mogul.
Yeah, but what a cool cat. How many of those media movies do you think he's done?
Seven, I think.
Ten? He only was able to name eight of them on Kimmel the other day.
Wow.
Yeah. Right?
That's
And he's got some new movie coming out that's called Acronobia, whatever that's like.
I liked him in that Gone Girl with Ben Affleck. Yeah. He was the attorney.
Yeah.
He was good in that.
He had a cool name, too.
Yeah.
It's all about cool names, right?
Got to have a cool name. Hey, speaking about cool names, I'm looking forward to Trust starting on Sunday with about the J. Paul Getty thing.
Right? Yeah.
His attorney, J. Paul Getty's attorney, you know, Timothy Hutton played him in the movie
with
All the Money in the World. Yeah. And he had a cool name. I forget what it was, though.
Yeah. Cool names, man. Does somebody have a job where they just create these names?
They're called screenwriters.
Screenwriters, yeah. Fantastic. Hey, Dodgers season starts next week.
I'm going to be there this weekend at spring training.
Spring training.
In Phoenix. Glendale. Glendale, Arizona.
Okay. So I guess the season is starting a week.
It's about a week or two away, yeah.
A week from Friday, and it'll be this freeway series.
Yeah, we just barely made it. We got Saturday's tickets a couple weeks ago, and Saturday sold out, and Sunday sold out, and that's it for spring training.
Yeah.
I barely made it.
Yeah, it ends on Sunday, I think. And then, like I said, next Friday is the freeway series.
Yep.
And Justin Turner broke his wrist.
Yeah, out for a while, accordingly, is what I hear.
Yeah, so that's not good.
Not good at all.
Boy, what a man. Boy, did that season. Boy, that was tough.
Last year?
The seventh game.
And we almost made it? Yeah,
if it wasn't for
Hugh Darvish.
Gosh.
Yeah, what a mess.
Hey, big shout out to Buffalo Trace, Mark, because they were involved. They were one of our alcohol sponsors for our Oscar event. And,
nothing like Buffalo Trace bourbon. It's right up there with Woodford Reserve and the other ones.
It's really good. It really is.
It really is. I had one last night.
The Buffalo Trace Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Simple as is, Mark. Simple as is. Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. So big shout out to Buffalo Trace for being involved. We've had them in several of our events.
Yeah, for a few years already.
But they donated and they were not on site, but we took care of promoting them at the event. But good stuff.
I think it's – I mean, I'm not an aficionado when it comes to the bourbons, but I like it, and my father-in-law really, really likes it.
But your brother-in-law doesn't, correct?
He's not a big fan of
Jonas
it.
Jonas loves it. I gave him a
Jonas
bottle.
Loves it?
Yeah. But, yeah. But gave him a bottle the other day. So thanks for being involved, and really appreciate it. They've been involved with us several times.
And they even gave us the little mini bottles at that time. Yeah. I forget what event that was for.
I think I still have about 20 of those left.
Yeah.
Do you have some left?
I believe so, yeah.
Somewhere.
All right, speaking of doing the shout-outs, man, I've got to mention this chocolate. Now, you and I met them, Philip Ashley, at the Emmy press party last year in September, and never heard of this chocolate before. PhilipAshleyChocolates.com.
Yeah.
And
Memphis, right?
Yeah, he's based in Memphis, and it's the world – I mean, it's – I don't know what to say. Sampling it, when you sample it too, man, it's a luxury. Go to the website, PhilipAshleyChocolates.com. It's a luxury chocolate boutique, and he's based in the heart of Memphis, Tennessee, and since 2013. So he's only been doing this for 5 years now, and he was already the official chocolate of the Emmys, and I believe he was the official chocolate of the Grammys this year as well.
Yeah.
They handcraft it in small batches, which is better than, you know, when you make a 5 billion chocolate kisses, you know, for Hershey's. They got these small batches. And this last thing that he provided us with at our Oscar suite a couple weeks ago, Matt, a sampling. And he had the listen to this. Well, we had the African Masala Chai Ugandan Vanilla. That was one of the candies.
Wow.
The other one was roasted, and I can never pronounce this correctly. It's cacao. It's the chocolate or cocoa. Uh-huh. Cacao nibs, cacao. Genuine cacao. Silver leaf. And you must say that, Matt, when you first saw these two at the Emmys, the presentation got you.
I got one thing to say to you, Mark. Blue cheese.
Oh, yeah, right. The blue cheese one was the one we had, right?
The best chocolate I've ever had.
Yeah, the blue cheese.
It sounds kind of whack, blue cheese chocolate.
Well, yeah, because you don't think of chocolate as being blue cheese.
The best.
Yes.
The best.
Yeah, you are right. You are right about that. Yeah. I mean, it was best. So all the different flavors, all the different shapes, the colors, the designs, the patterns, they're unique. They're different. Not only that, I am a chocolate aficionado. I think it's the best chocolate out there. And Philip doesn't come from a chocolate background. He was in corporate America for many years.
Yeah.
And then he woke up one night and he just said, I got to make chocolate, more or less. And so he started experimenting with chocolate.
How does one just get into the chocolate, not just get into it, but just meet this?
Well, we'll ask him when he comes out here for our event in May for the MTV Awards.
Yeah.
Even his logo, you know, is Philip, it's his signature. Philip Ashley chocolates.
I like it, but he's using his name.
Right. And it's a great logo. And it's Philip, PHILLIPASHLEY chocolates.com. Best chocolate, best presentation, fantastic website. He's won a James Beard award. He's been nominated for a bunch of awards. Won a bunch of awards. Go to his website, you'll see all the kudos he's gotten, all the press he's gotten.
I guess you only could buy it on site, right? On the website?
No, actually, he's in Neiman Marcus as well.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, you go to Neiman Marcus.
Wow.
So, not every state has Neiman Marcus, but I know we have him here in Beverly Hills, Newport Beach, Dallas. Your wife is in Dallas right now. She can go to the headquarters, the main store,
we're
the original store.
Beverly Hills after this show.
Might have to go pick up some.
Yeah.
You know, so.
What if we get a discount?
Yeah, we just tell him we know Philip, right? But great chocolate. Yeah. Thanks again, Phil, for participating in. We look forward to seeing you and having your brand involved in May.
Yeah, cool. You know. Pop Chips, too. Didn't get a chance to shout out to Pop Chips. Always baked. Fantastic, healthy chip. But, boy, as the show's winding down, hey, Star Wars Wars, Mark, are we on anytime soon?
You know, I checked my notifications from the producers because they usually update us whenever we're coming on.
Yeah.
And nothing.
I know.
Nothing coming down the pipe.
Filmed, I think. Tuesday was the last episode film for this season.
Last episode for the season?
For this season,
You know what? I think also that they recently celebrated like a 250th episode.
Yeah.
You know, for reality, I don't think anything other than Duck Dynasty or Kardashians probably has done that well.
Because Kardashians is 10 or 11 seasons, and Duck Dynasty was about 8 or 9.
Wow.
So that's for reality. Stuff like this as opposed to Amazing Race or Survivor, which has been, 28 seasons, same with The Bachelor.
Right. I'm not talking about competitive reality.
Yeah, right, right. So you're right. So, and who knows? Hey, we got to give another, we got to reach out again, Mark. For the next season, season 14.
Right. Well, I think you and I both know that we love the show. Everybody loves us on the show. We have a lot of followers. By the way, that's facebook.com/wildcreations. You could also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. Who else?
MySpace. And if you want to send us an email, it's wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com.
Or go to our website, wildcreationsmedia.com.
Hey, we need to update some pictures on there, don't we, Mark?
Yeah, we probably should. We don't spend enough time on the website
We're so involved with so many other things going on.
Well, we're doing something for former Miss USA Nia Sanchez in a couple weeks. Nia Sanchez, Matt and I judged Miss Nevada USA a few years ago. We picked Nia Sanchez to win Miss Nevada. She went on to win Miss USA. She went on to Miss Universe.
Runner up.
So Matt and I like to take a little bit of credit for Nia's success other than the fact that she's already beautiful.
Beautiful.
But anyhow, she is big in charity and assisting battered women, underprivileged women of Los Angeles. So she's got something coming up at Beverly.
She's partnering with Ashley Simpson. So.
And Maserati is one of, no, was it Maserati?
Maserati
is one of her partners.
Yeah.
By the way, I was alongside the Maserati SUV coming out here.
I like it.
Great.
I saw one yesterday.
Oh, did you? Mine was brown. It looked nice brown.
Red.
But anyhow, anyhow, we've got this going on with Nia Sanchez in a couple weeks. Then we're doing the Rally for Kids with Cancer, Saving Sophie in May. Then we've got the Tommy Chong event in Vegas in May. And then our MTV Gifting Suite in June. We may be going to the Cannes Film Festival. We've got negotiations going on right now to do a thing with Red Bull in the south of France. And for during
that,
the Cannes Film Festival.
From Chris Everett.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. We return again.
Thank
officially,
you,
we return to Boca Raton, Palm Beach, Delray Beach in November for the 27th, I believe, Chris Everett Raymond James Celebrity Tennis Tournament, which is the favorite event that we like to go to every year. So that's in November. More details to follow on that in the coming week's show. But we love that event. It's a great event for a great cause. That's chriseverett.org. If you want to volunteer, you want to donate, you want to be a sponsor, contact them. They're great. And I guess
raise a lot of money. Don't they raise like over $1 million
every
year?
They raise a lot of money.
Just
yeah,
like Rally. Rally is way up there with the amount of money that great causes.
Yep. So it's all good.
Yeah.
Until
and
our
watch for us on A&E.
We're going to be on again. Yeah. We will be on again. So
thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening as usual.
Stay safe out there.
WildCreationsMedia.com. See you later.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.